KLIF News Time is 7:50. I know it's been some time since you've been in school, Dave. But do you remember?
Barely remember going to school.
Do you remember the square root sign?
Yeah, absolutely. But I'll be honest with you. When I first saw this story, and it had a big picture of the square root sign, it had been a while, right?
You saw
one. Oh, wow. Look at that. I haven't seen that in forever. A square root sign, essentially, if you don't know, looks like a check mark with a straight line going off to the right,
right,
at a 90-degree angle.
Does it represent anything else to you? Does it look like anything else to you?
No. No, it's just a square root.
Well, it did to an Oberlin High School student in Oberlin, Louisiana.
This is unbelievable.
On the afternoon of February 20th, detectives were called to investigate a report of terroristic threats at the school, where they learned that a student had been completing a math problem that required drawing the square root sign.
I can't stand it.
This is radio gold. We cannot make this stuff up.
Unbelievable. Terroristic threats.
Yes, students in the group began commenting that the symbol, which represents a number that when multiplied by itself equals another number.
Like that could be a gun.
Looks like a gun.
Straight line and there's a handle there. Several students made comments along those lines. Another student said something that the sheriff's office said could have sounded like a threat if taken out of context. So they searched the student's home. They found no guns or any evidence that he had access to guns.
They found pocket protectors.
Yeah, they said there was no evidence that the student had any intent to commit harm. He only intended to commit math. Holy God, is this where we are now?
Really? The department wrote the student used extremely poor judgment in making the comment, but in light of the actual circumstances, there was clearly no evidence to support criminal charges. You think?
They actually went to the kid's house.
Is this better than the kid who ate the Pop-Tart and when he took it out, it said it looked like a gun?
I don't remember. Yeah, I remember the story, but I don't remember if the kid intentionally chewed it into
a gun,
the shape of a gun.
Or it just happened to look like that after he bit off some of it.
You know, if I was able to transport myself back in time to when I was about 10 years old and I was a kid today, I would have been in jail 6 years ago, more than half my life by now, because we played with toy guns and we pointed our fingers at each other.
Well, I just did that to you before.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, yeah. And now, a math sign? Unbelievable. You can check this story out. We'll put it on the Dave and Amy Facebook page.
Unbelievable.
By the way, you got to go to the
I know
Dave
people
and Amy
are
Facebook
hypersensitive
page.
And that's fine, but this sort of crosses the line, don't you think?
Seriously. Terror threat. Even if he had drawn a picture of a gun. It's a picture of a gun, that's all. All right.
Square root.
I
had to remind myself what the square root was.
Huh?
No, I mean, who uses that? Who uses that math anymore?
I don't know.
You only do addition and subtraction when you balance your checkbook. But who even balances a checkbook anymore?